Laken Riley Act advances in Senate with bipartisan support. Washington, the Senate has overwhelmingly voted 84-9 to advance the Laken Riley Act, signaling that the bill may pass when it's voted on next week. The legislation passed the House 264-159 on January 6, with the support of 48 Democrats. The bill mandates that the Department of Homeland Security detain illegal immigrants who are arrested for theft, burglary, or shoplifting. It also allows states to file suit against the federal government if it fails to enforce certain immigration policies and procedures. Senator John Fetterman was a co-sponsor of the bill from its outset. Laken Riley's story is a tragic reminder of what's at stake when our systems fail to protect people. No family should have to endure the pain of losing a loved one to preventable violence, said Fetterman in a statement. Immigration is what makes our country great. I support giving authorities the tools to prevent tragedies like this one while we work on comprehensive solutions to our broken system. Democrat support grew on January 8th when Senators Ruben Gallego and Mark Kelly announced they supported the measure. Although the bill seems likely to pass, the GOP have a 53-47 majority in the Senate. It remains unclear whether the bill will retain its current form, as lawmakers may seek amendments. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said his vote to advance the bill to a debate was not a yes vote on the bill itself. Democrats want to have a robust debate where we can offer amendments and improve the bill, Schumer said. The Laken Riley Act is named after a 22-year-old Georgia nursing student who was assaulted and murdered in February 2024 while out for a morning run near the University of Georgia campus. The assailant, Jose Antonio Ibarra, was an illegal immigrant from Venezuela with a history of previous arrests for shoplifting. He was arrested after surveillance footage showed him disposing of a jacket that contained Riley's hair in a dumpster near his apartment. On November 20, 2024, Ibarra was convicted on 10 counts, including murder and aggravated assault with intent to rape. He was sentenced to life in prison without parole. Riley's murder also resulted in tighter state laws against criminal illegal immigrants, which Georgia Governor Brian Kemp signed into law on May 1, 2024. That law, known as Track and Report, requires authorities to check the immigration status of any individual over the age of 18 if they are arrested or detained on suspicion of having committed a crime.